Today is Friday, April 12th. The White House is once again stepping into one of the most politically charged issues, gun control. Also from Heisman winner to actor to murder suspect. We're looking at the life and legacy of O.J. Simpson, who died this week. Plus a new warning about counterfeit Botox injections, a change that could make it easier and cheaper to fix iPhones, and how you can watch the most popular U.S. music festival from home. Those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's the largest expansion of gun background checks in decades. This week, President Biden approved a new rule that closes the so-called gun show loophole and online sale loophole. Those refer to tens of thousands of dealers who sell guns at gun shows, online, or other places outside a brick-and-mortar store who do not have to run background checks on buyers. Right now, dealers have only had to join the federal system if their main livelihood is made from selling weapons. But this new rule changes that. So anyone who sells a firearm for any profit will have to register with the federal government as federally licensed gun dealers. And that means they'll have to run background checks meant to prevent sales to children, criminals, domestic abusers, and people with mental illnesses or drug addictions. And if they don't register, they could get up to 5 years in prison and $250,000 in fines. But gun rights groups have already promised to challenge this in court since they believe the president is unfairly targeting gun owners. And some Republican senators have said they believe the new rule is unconstitutional. Still, at least for now, the rule is set to go into effect in a month. The FBI says it's worried about an organized attack in the U.S., maybe similar to the one that happened at a Russian concert hall last month. At a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, FBI Director Christopher Wray told lawmakers at the end of last year the Bureau had 4,000 international terrorism investigations open. On top of that, the FBI is also worried about another big threat, that individual people or small groups will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to cause violence in the U.S. Wray testified to say, quote, "As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I would be hard-pressed to think of a time where so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated all at once." He said all this to help persuade lawmakers to boost funding for the FBI, though he's likely to face strong pushback. Many Republicans have already suggested cutting the Bureau's funding, since former President Trump and his allies have accused the FBI of unfairly targeting him while going soft on his political enemies. But Wray says the budget is already $500 million short of what's needed to sustain its efforts. Stay tuned. It seems another state has been inspired by Texas trying to enforce immigration law outside of the federal system. This time, it was Iowa's governor, Kim Reynolds, who signed a law to make it a state crime for someone to enter Iowa after having been deported or denied entry into the U.S. And it lets Iowa state officials make arrests in most places. Reynolds says the law is necessary to enforce immigration laws since she accuses federal officials of failing to secure the U.S.-Mexico border on their own. Still, it was seen as somewhat of a surprise since Iowa's state capital is roughly 1,100 miles from the nearest point on the southern border. And it is expected to face court challenges, just like the new Texas law has been, since the Biden administration says these kinds of efforts get in the way of the federal authority over immigration. For now, Iowa's new law is set to take effect in July, and several other states are weighing similar bills. O.J. Simpson passed away this week. He died of prostate cancer at 76 years old. Of course, the football star and actor is now best known for being accused in a double murder. His legacy changed in 1994 during a nationally televised police chase and eventual arrest. The trial that followed was called the Trial of the Century. Eventually, Simpson's acquittal was a landmark moment in the national debate over race and criminal justice. The fact that Simpson was Black and the victims were both white only added to the drama. After the verdict, polls showed most white people believed Simpson was guilty, but most Black people believed he was innocent, and that his whole prosecution was evidence of racism in the U.S. justice system. In the decades since the murders, Simpson has remained the subject of public fascination, inspiring books, documentaries, and fictional series. Simpson even wrote his own book, which he said was a hypothetical tale about how he would have carried out the killings if he had done them. Now, after his death, the family of one of the murder victims put out a statement saying, "The hope for true accountability has ended." But other people, including the White House, shared condolences without mentioning the murders. Well, the CDC is now investigating a series of illnesses linked with Botox injections. They were apparently administered in non-medical settings, which could include cosmetic spas. And the shots appear to be counterfeit in at least some cases. People in both Illinois and Tennessee reported getting sick with botulism-like symptoms after getting the injections. For example, blurred vision, facial drooping, hoarse voices, and difficulty breathing. And a handful of them ended up in the hospital. So now the CDC is urging people who want cosmetic injections to only get an FDA-approved product through licensed professionals in medical settings. And if you do have any health problems after a cosmetic treatment, contact a doctor right away. Drug shortages have now risen to their highest level on record in the U.S. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists says 323 medicines are now in short supply. Reasons include supply and demand, manufacturing issues, and raw material shortages. There are now shortages of drugs in all different categories, but the most worrying ones are the emergency medications stored in hospital crash carts, cancer chemotherapy drugs, and some antibiotics. Just last week, the Biden administration issued a drug shortage plan, calling on Congress to pass a bill to reward hospitals for keeping an adequate supply of key drugs on hand. But the pharmacy trade group says that proposal misses the mark, since it's not the hospitals, but manufacturers who are able to prevent shortages. So, to be continued. We have much more news for you still coming up, but first, let's take a quick break. So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Now back to the news. More elite schools have decided to once again embrace standardized testing. Harvard University and the California Institute of Technology are the latest schools to say they plan to reinstate the SAT or ACT as requirements for admission. Dartmouth, Yale, and Brown have already done the same. They had all paused the requirement at the height of the pandemic. In the years since, they've supported the tests, saying they can give admissions offers greater context about whether less privileged applicants are likely to succeed at their schools. But testing opponents say the opposite. They argue the testing requirement favors wealthy students who can afford tutoring and prep courses. Either way, the schools say the test scores will be just one factor out of a lot of information considered, like the applicants' experiences, skills, talents, and contributions to their communities, as well as, of course, academic qualifications from high school. Instagram is rolling out new features meant to protect teenagers from so-called sextortion scams and cyber flashing. For example, it will start detecting nudity in direct messages and automatically blur those images. That feature will be turned on by default for users younger than 18, but older users will also see a notification encouraging them to turn it on. The tech giant says it will also encourage teens to protect themselves by letting them know about the risks of sharing their own intimate images. Plus, it's rolling out more changes to make it tougher for potential scammers and criminals to find and communicate with teens. New technology will apparently be able to identify accounts that could be involved in these sextortion scams and will apply limits on how they can interact with other users. Instagram's parent company, Meta, says it's also adding new child safety helplines around the world and more. Apple is now making it easier for users to repair their iPhones with used parts. The company says starting this fall, customers and independent repair shops will be able to make fixes using all kinds of parts, even batteries, screens, and cameras. In the past, if you tried to replace those parts with components from other phones, you would get an on-screen warning and some features would be disabled. But not anymore. At first, restrictions are only being lifted for people with the iPhone 15 or later models, though it's not clear when or if the change will be expanded to other versions of the iPhone. Apple also announced an enhancement to what it calls activation lock, so you can basically lock all parts of your phone. The idea is to deter thieves from harvesting stolen phones to sell those parts, since even the parts wouldn't work. The biggest and most famous music festival in the U.S. is happening this weekend. The first weekend of Coachella kicks off today in Indio, California. This year's lineup includes reunions from No Doubt and Sublime. Plus, there are bands like Taking Back Sunday, Deftones, and Vampire Weekend, and artists like Jon Batiste, Doja Cat, Sabrina Carpenter, Lana Del Rey, and many more. More than 100,000 fans are expected each day of the festival. But if you're not able to make it in person, you can also watch online. YouTube will be streaming live from all the festival stages with 6 different live streams. Or you can celebrate on the video game Fortnite, which is doing a Coachella Festival crossover with performances, special costumes, instruments, dance moves, backdrops, and more. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. If you're looking for the deodorant to keep you smelling fresh and clean this spring, look no further than Lumi. Lumi is truly my go-to, from the body wash to the stick deodorant to the on-the-go deodorant wipes. I love the options and the effectiveness. Unlike a lot of aluminum-free deodorants that just try to mask odor, Lumi acts as a sort of pre-odorant, actually blocking bacteria from digesting fluids on your skin, which then prevents BO from happening in the first place. And get this, Lumi is a whole-body deodorant that is safe to use anywhere and everywhere that you need. And it's proven to keep working for up to 72 hours, as in 3 days. No wonder Lumi has over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love smelling great and feeling fresh and confident. It's part of my everyday. And now, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code NEWSWORTHY for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code NEWSWORTHY at Lumi, L-U-M-E, deodorant, D-E-O-D-O-R-A-N-T.com. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A former teacher reunited with his old students to keep a promise that he made 4 decades ago. It was back in 1978 when Patrick Moriarty told a group of 9th graders they would reunite for the next eclipse that would pass through their hometown near Rochester, New York, in 2024. The students all laughed at the time, but Moriarty was serious. So 2 years ago, he created a Facebook event and tried to contact his former students to make it happen. Moriarty did not expect them to remember the promise he made back in the 70s, but as word spread, so did the excitement. And on Monday, about 100 of his old students came from all over the country and watched the eclipse from Moriarty's driveway. Moriarty said he was amazed by the eclipse, but even more so by his former students. And even when the event was over, Moriarty suggested they all get together for the next eclipse in 2 decades. All right, we will be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. An epidemiologist is joining me to explain what's really happening with 4 major viruses that have been in the news lately. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.